Welcome to the In Preaching Podcast, the weekly online and radio devotional inspired by Christian Hymns. And now, please listen as our host, Olufemi Oguntokun, presents the 51st episode inspired by the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Thank you so very much for joining us once again. The cars we use every day do a lot of work, and as we drive them through different terrains, the engines pick up dirt, dust, particles of different sorts, not to talk of corrosive liquid and unwanted moisture. For this reason, cars are fitted with engine air intake filters. These filters prevent foreign bodies from causing damage to the engines. But of course, over time, the filters get clogged as well. And if the car is not taken in for servicing or maintenance, the car's performance may become compromised. The road of life is an uneven terrain, we know. And times of great joy, deep comfort, and amazing achievement may be quickly followed by times of depression, times of depressing disappointment, and frustrating delays. Such that if care is not taken, one's heart becomes blinded or clouded by pride and self-sufficiency, or by anxieties, bitterness, and hopelessness. It is at such a time that one must visit the source. One must visit our Lord, who is the fount of every blessing, for his service maintenance and for one's heart to be tuned or recalibrated, reformatted, or repositioned to do one's chief duty, which is to worship and sing the praise of God in all situations. One must then, as this hymn writer said, come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, and song by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount and fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming Lord. As this year runs, drags, or moves to an end, whatever your experience has been, the message of this hymn is for you to pray for a renewed and retuned heart. A heart that acknowledges God as the fount and source of every blessing. A heart that sees not only the reality of our physical existence, but the ever-flowing streams of mercy as well. So, if you have been dealt with what you consider a bad hand, and you have genuine reasons to be sad or depressed, ask him to tune your heart away from the sadness and depression, because crying will not save you. If you could cry up tears to fill a river, it would not save you or move God. It is faith that moves God. Hebrews 11:6, and we know that faith can sing God's praises even through days of sorrow. If you are engaged in a yet unresolved struggle, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, or for you it has been a year of yet unanswered prayers, and you have good reasons to be anxious or fearful, ask him to tune your heart to see how worship and praises have been proven to be winning instrument of warfare. Think of Paul and Silas, who sang praises until the prison doors were forced open, Acts 16. And think of Joshua and the Israelites, whose songs and shout of praises brought down the walls of Jericho. Joshua 6:1-27. And if for you it has been a year of plenty, or a year of notable achievement, or a year of continuing peace, that is great. Yet it is a time to humbly acknowledge the source of all these blessings. Avoid the error of the rich fool in Luke 12:16-21. Heed the warning of Moses to the Israelites in Deuteronomy 8:17. Do not say, my hands, all my wisdom, all my own skills have brought me all this. Instead, pray that your heart will be tuned to say, oh God, my Lord, you are the fount of every blessing. please tune my heart to always, always sing your praises. And so, with a heart of gratitude, with a heart tuned to regularly and consistently worship God for who He is, for what He does, for what He has done, for what He has delayed, and for what He has refused to do, with such a heart, you will begin to experience the peace that passes all understanding. And what is more, your faith in God's power, your faith in God's love will be rewarded in accordance with God's perfect and benevolent will. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gifts of the year 2018. As the year draws to a close and we take stock, please grant that nothing will blind us or cloud our vision from being grateful for your ever-flowing streams of mercy. In spite of depressing disappointments or self-exalting achievements, please tune our hearts to worship you only and to sing your praises always. We ask in faith and in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Come, Amen. Thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise His name, I'm fixed upon it, the name of God.
Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. All the stanzas of the hymns of each episode and other notes are accessible when you listen to the podcast on SoundCloud, on Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts app. So please download any of these applications and follow us. The Hymn Preaching Podcast is produced by the Gospel Bell Sport TV, a platform dedicated to engaging contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. Please feel free to contact us on 234-803-331-3632 or send a mail to info@thegospelbells.com. God bless you.